Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of hydro. Only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. Thug girl who fly and talk so nicely. Put her in the coupe so she can feel the night breeze. We can drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the titties is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you shoot with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib. Same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town, yeah, I've been that. You know I click clack, where you and your men's at? Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringin' 88 back. Stay shootin'. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time.
Just to let you know, it's going down right now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm Susan Mizrahi, overall grandmother of the house of Mizrahi, ballroom scene, you know what I mean? But anyway, tonight we are so excited to just plan to have some fun tonight. We got some special special guests tonight. And, you know, we just want to have fun and we want to bring some awareness to an awesome foundation, the Sunway Foundation. We will be telling you more and more about that. And really, from now until the toy drive, we're going to be saying something and really coming heavy with some information about Sunway. But tonight, it's all about the Get Down with DJ Bipolar versus MC Shaq Nasty. I put the nasty on it, you know, because Shady thinks he's so sweet. But please welcome my co-host for the evening and competitor. Well, you're not a co-host tonight. You're just a competitor. Welcome, Mr. Shady Prada. What's going on, Shady?
What's good?
What's good?
Good
in the hood? Yeah.
Wait, and you can hear me,
right? How you feeling tonight, Shady?
I'm feeling great. I'm ready. Get to it, so just go ahead and get through the Shaq stuff, and I'm ready. Let's do it. Get Shaq on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's just get to this. I love a challenge.
Well, it just so happens that MC Shaq Nasty is on the line. So we're going to bring on MC Shaq Nasty. How's it going?
Party people in the building. Come on. Let's go to work.
He said party people in the place to be. I know that's right. We're going to have some fun tonight. But, of course, I'm not competing. I just want to share a couple of things with y'all because I too, love hip-hop. So, you know, we're just going to share a couple of things with y'all tonight, you know. Just a couple of things. Who that be? Oh, don't nobody know that?
I was looking at my discography.
Ah, okay. They don't know that. Did you have to look it up?
Was dismissed, but when
had stopped so long ago. I don't know what's going on with this computer. I had stopped like 5 minutes ago to say things like, no, we need not pass anybody.
It don't matter.
But yeah.
Shaq,
you was kind of
slow on that
on
one.
You,
huh?
No, you need to introduce Shaq because she ain't going
to want to
talk after I finish.
Let me tell you something.
Really?
I woke up, I took a shower, and I was like, it is me and Shady, and it is a battle, and I'm about to get in that ass because I've been waiting for this all Harpo. All
right.
So before we get started, we want to just put out a few bits of information about the toy drive. So Shaq, step up to the mic.
Yes. So first and foremost, I'd like to thank you guys for bringing the Sunway Foundation, you know, to the light 9 years ago on West the T Radio, and that was like my first platform. You know, we had just started and we was promoting the first toy drive, and you know,
mm-hmm.
to see the support that you and Shady have been giving me for the past 9 years, you know, I just wanted to start off by saying thank you so much for supporting me. You know, Miss Susan, you've been supporting me from, you know, all the way from Virginia, you know, by
mm-hmm.
the toy drive up, you know, supporting the gala, you know, even if it's just, you know, a few kind words. You know, I remember Skyping you or video timing you when I was in Africa, and I was so excited to share the news about, you know, the school. So, you know, it's those little things that really go a long way to show appreciation, and I just wanted to say thank you so much from, you know, 9 years ago of using, you know, Blog Talk Radio with the T Radio as a platform for some way. So thank you.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. It's our responsibility. You know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing. We got to lift you up and keep you lifted, because I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy, but, you know, we want you to stay encouraged. But take the Sunway hat. Well, you didn't give us a date and time and place for the toy drive.
Yes. So our 9th annual toy drive will be on December 16th at Hodge Lounge, 48 West 21st Street between 5th and 6th. I've been having several toy drives there.
In New York City.
So shout out to
New York City.
And Taj has just been really accommodating with, you know, crowd.
Where you at, Jack? Your voice went away. I know, right?
Oh, shit. Don't get it there.
Jack! Jack, you might need to call
Jack
back in.
Yeah.
Ain't no running now. Can't run now.
Yeah, don't need to hide. I'm here.
Did you hit the mute button, Jack?
Yeah.
She's gonna call back in. We're gonna give her a little time to call back in. We're gonna listen to a little bit of something.
Turn my headphones up.
Yeah.
Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby.
Here she goes.
Yeah,
she called right back in.
Yeah, it's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will probably make me flip.
All right,
I'm
welcome
sorry,
back,
Shaq. Thank you.
MC Shaq Nasty.
I like that name. So it's going to be from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're going to have step and repeat, lots of pictures. Also, we will have from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Two-for-one drinks, top shelf. The kitchen will be open for food. Hookahs will be out. DJ Missy B and DJ Craig Nice will be on the ones and twos. Literally, I say probably out of 9 toy drives, they've been DJing the soundtrack of the toy drive for like the past I did 7 years. So we want to keep that movement going. It is free with a new unwrapped toy. And if you don't have if you don't have any toys, if you're running around busy, it's just a $20 donation at the door. which will be used to get any other toys that we need for the age groups that we don't get at the toy drive.
Amen, amen. So, Shady, what we going to do? How y'all going to start this thing out now?
Shady, hold on for a second. Before we go any further, I got to let everybody know where the toys are actually going to. That's important. Of course, GMAC, Gay Men's Health Crisis, they have an organization called Women's Care Prevention and Support Group Services. These mothers are HIV positive. We've been supporting their children and the kids for the past 9 years. It's a great experience. Some way volunteers get a chance to actually grow with the kids. So when we started 9 years ago, of course, these kids are teenagers now, so there's a new set of kids. So GMHC is going to actually be at the toy drive to collect the toys. Kelsey, who is the CEO of GMHC, he will accept it on their behalf. And then they will distribute the toys at their holiday party directly at GMHC. Then we're taking majority of the toys with us. So I'll be bagging up these toys, and I have a van rented. So we're going to bag these toys up, put it in my van, and then some volunteers, we're going to sort out the toys the next day, which is Sunday. And I have a team going with me to Puerto Rico. We actually fly out December 21st. And all of the toys that we've collected at the toy drive, with an additional support from, Mary Bertram High School, we have some kids who are having their own individual toy drive. We have so many other support groups from offices to schools to hotels, and we're going to collect those toy drives toys to add on to the toys that we will be bringing, with us. We will be distributing these toys personally to every child in a certain area that has been affected by the hurricane. So not only supporting San Juan, but the outer skirts, 45 minutes to an hour, or even Condado, which is another part of San Juan. And the goal is to say, we understand that the basic needs are needed, such as water, such as electricity, such as food. I can't even imagine right now the updated death toll right now in Puerto Rico. And there's still thousands of people who are still in need of the basic needs. What the Sunway Foundation would like to do is we want to, provide a breath of fresh air for families to get that weight off their back because, families, do so much to try to make their children happy. So you can only imagine during the devastation, making sure that their children have water, their children have food, probably taking the last of the last and probably not eating themselves to make sure that the kids are eating. Also, most importantly, a lot of these schools and a lot of these organizations have been impacted as well. So they're not able to open up their doors for families to bring their children to these programs, especially after school programs or just schools. So families are forced of not going back to work because they can't take care of their kids. What some way we'll do is we will reach out to these families, and we want them for like at least 2-3 hours to kind of be happy, to kind of say, you know what, we know the holidays are a little depressing when individuals are going through something. We kind of want to be the breath of fresh air to let you know that we have an organization called the Sunway Foundation, Survivors of Mothers with AIDS. It's not a connection of, these families are being affected by HIV/AIDS, but a mission statement may be different, but the whole overall mission is to support other organizations and to support other movements, and that's what we're going to do.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up.
So are we ready for the battle?
Every time you do that, man, my daughter's trying to reach me. But look, I mean, we're going to give out some more summary information later, like how you can shop on Amazon, get what you want, and then still make a contribution to some way, which is, it's not just Christmas. But one thing about Puerto Rico, it's like 99.9% of Puerto Ricans are Catholic, well, Christian at least, and Christmas is a big holiday. And to children, you know, children love Christmas. I don't care, you know, what they're doing, what's going on. They still expect Santa Claus to come on through.
Absolutely.
So we want to make children special. And I appreciate you for doing that. But like you said, it's time for the get down. It's time for the get down. So Shady, you want to share a little something, Shady?
Yeah, you ready? Let's do this. Oh, but before she do
that,
I need her to explain what where my phone. You can hear me. I need you to tell the people that are the listeners that don't know what and why did you do Some Way. What is the Some Way Foundation?
I started Some Way 9 years ago, but I've been an activist in my community. You know, starting at the young age of 23 years old. So, you know, I'm 44. You do the math. I'm old. And, you know, my mother died of an AIDS-related illness, and she had cryptococcus meningitis, and that's fungus in the brain. At the time, I was 23 years old, got my first apartment, took on the responsibilities of taking care of my brothers, age of 3, 6, and 7 years old. And, you know, it was difficult. It was extremely difficult. I didn't know the first thing about being a mother. It was hard. I was only making $10 an hour at the time, teaching security guards, getting the license. And, you know, I had the support of my friends to kind of help me. I had to bury my mother. I didn't have any money to bury my mother. I had to think of ways and thinking outside of the box to bury my mother, whether it was illegally. It just had to be done. And my mother, she was Muslim, and that's why I will always give respect to my brothers and sisters in the Muslim community, because it only took me one phone call up to them, and they said, you know what, we're going to get Rashida. And I think from that point forward, you know, me not understanding what HIV/AIDS was, but not understanding, you know, why this happened to me. So basically I started my foundation with a testimonial, because I sat in my backyard and I was like, you know what, I'm going to start doing AIDS walks. I didn't know what AIDS walks was all about. I created these little T-shirts. It was just four of us. And, you know, the team got bigger and bigger. And I started the foundation and I did my research and my homework to find out, you know, of course, you know, 20 years ago, it's different now, right, with, you know, with strides and, you know, with medication and, you know, how much we've accomplished so far. But 20 years ago, it wasn't, you know, it was a stigma. It was, you know, only a gay man's disease.
Definitely.
It was only individuals who, you know, were taking drugs and dirty needles. And, you know, I said to myself, you know, that couldn't have happened to my mother. And, you know, I was ashamed. You know, I it was something that, a conversation that I didn't have, you know, I felt comfortable explaining it to my brothers because they didn't know what AIDS was all about or HIV. So I started the movement, and I researched, and I said, you know what, I don't want to be the person who's always going in the community and talk about statistics, right? You know, I didn't want to be the one who is preachy, like a sister soldier, because I've already had that cool kind of relationship in the LGBT community as well as in the hotel industry. And I wanted to get my movement about because I knew that there were so many other siblings taking care of their siblings. And what happened was, you know, there were kids that were being forced into foster care. There was grandmothers and grandfathers telling these kids that, you know, your mother, you know, had, you know, she didn't have AIDS. She died of cancer. And it was this fairy tale. And there was no discussion. So I started the foundation with just a vision of a toy drive. But before I did that, I wanted people to feel what feeling, you know, I wanted people to understand that it wasn't just collecting a donation. It wasn't just giving your envelope and saying, you know, hey, please give a donation and I want to do this. It was getting more people involved first. And I was able to do that because by the time I started the foundation, I already had at least 400 volunteers because these volunteers were walking on my AIDS walk. And so I got them on board, I got them involved, and then but most importantly, they were able to see and feel where their donations were actually going. And that was extremely important for me because that's especially in the Black community. It's like, okay, I need to see it. I need to feel it. And I wouldn't collect the donation from you if I felt that you wouldn't be able to feel it. Put on a Subway shirt, feel what we're doing. And then from there, that's how the Subway Foundation blossomed, you know, just based on that first annual toy drive where we was, you know, at a club. And it was overwhelming for us. And then every idea that I had, you know, from the Mother's Day boat rides to the karaoke for causes to, you know, we took 300 kids to Dorney Park. You know, these were the visions and the things that I did with my brothers. And what I did was I used that as a platform for other people to actually feel, you know, wow, this is actually going on in my home, and I'm actually feeling a part of something, and I'm feeling a part of the movement. And then from there, you know, that's when Africa came, and that's when I wanted to start branching off. And I'm quite sure we'll get into that a little later on in the program. And then we'll talk about, like, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, Shady, of how we got started. Because these same individuals who have been supporting me, such as yourselves on the call, you know, been able to see how some way has blossomed to where we were, where we are now, and to where we're moving forward.
Cool. Yep. Yeah, I know the story, but just in case you have some new listeners, they need to know why, you know.
Yeah, we definitely do have some new. Yeah, we definitely have some new listeners. I'm just trying to get something. Shady said, anyway. Shady is ready.
He thinks he's ready. Okay.
So, I mean, you love hip hop, Shady. But tell me why you love hip hop.
I mean, I was born in. I mean, I wasn't born, but I was not a preteen, but like shit. I was there when hip hop was brought to life. You feel me? So that's
right.
All I knew growing up. But my mom always played the slow jam. That's why I always liked my slow jam music, right? You know, my 70s music also and 60s music. But hip hop, you know, I went to Latin Quarters. I went to the Rooftop. I went up there. I was in the Bronx when the shit was going down. So it's just like, it's just been a part of me forever, you know? I just like the beats. I like lyricists. I don't like people that, I don't like this new mumble rap shit that y'all listen to. But some of it is catchy.
Oh,
but I
y'all,
just like,
you see how
not
you
y'all,
see the shade,
Shaq?
I see the shade. It's all right, though.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm glad.
All right, so since you love hip hop so much, break us off a little something. See what you're working
on. Let's just start the rhythm like something like this. Ready?
Ow.
Really? There you go. That's a little light. I'm ready, yo. Wherever you want to go with this, I'm ready.
Listen, you can go everywhere, go, but for the rest, come on, that would be time for some action. So let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You want to
clap? Right, time for some action.
All right, I got something for you. Here we go. You ready?
Are you
I got
ready?
Something else.
Yep.
Here we go. No, something that. Let's see if you know who this is. Here we go.
Shady, bring it. Come on. You got to give me a little something more than just ice.
All right, go
you
ahead.
You want to be challenged.
Yeah, well, you want to be challenged? I mean, I could play a whole mix for you. What you want to
know? What you working with, Shaq?
All right. Let's see.
What you working with?
Miss Susan, play me track number one.
Track? Oh, shit. She got no problem.
Daddy said, oh, shit.
If you're ready for this,
say you're ready for this.
If you're ready for this,
say you're ready for this.
Are you ready for this? We're ready for this. Are you ready for this? We're ready for this. What we just can't miss.
We just can't miss.
What we just can't miss.
With a beat like this.
You want to go that far back.
It's
I
the joint.
We're
going to prove to the world that we're for real. We're going to prove to everybody we know the real deal. We got gold and voices and hearts to deal. Because the five MCs, we got to be real. We want to hear the party people yell Sugar Hill.
What'd you say, Shay?
You know, I just went to that. I went to that concert Friday night last Saturday for them.
Well, you asked her for a class, and she brought you back. It's throwback Thursday.
Okay, I got to. Let's go here. Here we go. Hold on. Ready? I'm sick of this. Shit. Hold on. Let me see something.
He's sick already. You got him
hold
sick
on.
Already, Shay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
And the long intro.
I was over here.
Shaq? What you gonna do, Shaq?
I can't hear you.
Yeah, one for you guys
came a man. After the way, scream and shout, one by the mouth.
Oh,
all right.
All
right.
Hold on,
Shady. Let's do this.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Give me number two.
Uh-oh.
It's coming. What's the name?
Vlog
Talk.
Man, shit, I can sit here and play you a set right now.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rock.
Ready.
I'm the highest title. Numero uno. Not a Puerto Rican, but I speak to the judo.
Chocolate City.
Yo, bring me some of them things, man. Man, you know what I mean, man.
Yeah, yo, you know it's gonna cost you more money having me out at 5 o'clock in the morning, right?
I got your money. Don't worry about your money, man. I got your money, man. Just meet me at Benning in Minnesota, man, all right?
Benning in Minnesota? I'll be there.
What could you possibly be doing?
So what, man? You need to stop trying to be my mother and be my sister, man.
Mother or sister? You keep
man,
going
whatever,
out of time
man.
In the morning. Something's going to happen to you. Jay.
It's really real when I feel the way that I do right now. I see all my brothers underground. Pushing up Daisy. Man, it amazes me that you can't sleep. Where you going to be? A statistic. Everybody's gone cold ballistic. If you had a good day, damn, I must have missed. Because you're mad at the universe. Go to hell with everybody else. Because you want your own first. I got the urge to let you in on a little secret. But you keep dying if you keep it. All the killing that you're feeling is from within. Pull the rubber, check the color of your skin. Voila. I couldn't try even if I had to. Born with the bulletproof vest when I had you. A black woman trying to get through to a few. So you can leave the next group. 5 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
Okay. And
that was part of the consciousness right there.
Yeah, that was real conscious. Mm-hmm. Bahamas.
Huh?
5 o'clock.
Who was that?
That was nonchalant. That was nonchalant. That's KRS brother. That was his girl. So KRS brother had a production and he brought her out. She had like two hits and that was it. But when I
well, I know the one out, that Parker used to go with from Jersey City, Miss Melody.
Right.
That was
yeah.
What's my KRS girl? His wife. She passed away too. Miss Melody.
Yeah.
I'm a born again rebel.
Yeah. All right. I'm Word. Trying to find
see,
stuff.
See, well, hold on.
So
since you want to bring up Miss. Hold up though. Since you want to bring up Miss Melody and all that. Yeah. I ain't gonna mess with y'all. Where is my Jack over there cracking up?
We got to create a name, an empty name for you, Miss Susan. You like, wait a minute.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only
hey,
does America have crazy. A very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem
hey,
is
hey.
It really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one of these suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives. Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline.
Yeah,
right,
man.
You ready?
See, that was in there. You had Carol,
yes.
You had C Light, you had D, you had Public Enemy, Kumo D, Billy Fresh, Spencer Sun, just I.
D Nice.
Oh, boys.
I'm gonna stay with him.
Go ahead, we can't hear it. I can't hear it.
Get you.
All right, Shady. I got a question for y'all.
He's like, all right. Okay.
Black tie.
Okay, in self-destruction, who was your favorite artist, and what did they talk about in self-destruction?
My favorite.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Shaq.
My favorite would be definitely Public Enemy, because you know, with that era with self-destruction was basically in the hood. You know, that's when the crack cocaine first came out, you know, and this is what, you know, they were talking about, like, how black people, what we're doing to, you know, to kill ourselves. And, you know, fuck the police, you know, we all we got. So I think out of those whole verses, you know, with everyone, they would probably be my favorite.
We urge to merge.
Right, and then it changed the transition of like the whole song. Well, we are the murders, like it was just, you know, I think that was the point where I was just like, oh man, and I fell in love with hip hop a lot of times, and you know, and that's why I love Brown Sugar, because it's like that line, which like, when did you fall in love with hip hop? You know, and it's like, you know, music moves you. So it was just, I had different eras from the Public Enemy to the NWAs to, you know, to different people, you know, talking about different times, you know. So that definitely kind of brought back a lot of memories when you played that. That was dope. It was just like, you know, when B Street first came out. You know, when B Street first came out.
Oh,
you know,
hell
it showed,
no. You said B Street. Oh, my goodness.
It shows the seven elements of hip-hop. You know, a lot of people don't know what those elements are. You know, so, you know, from break-in to, you know, graffiti to everything. And then, you know, when Beat Street first came out, and, like, you know, it was Beat Street, the king of the beat, and you rocking that beat from across the street. Beat Street is the listen to. You can't
hey,
let the street
say
beat
public
you.
Enemy?
What
oh
is that?
God.
Huh?
Let me tell you something about Public Enemy. Public Enemy changed my life, especially this record right here.
Yes.
You couldn't tell me. This right here.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming through.
Right, the power.
Yes. The rhythm, the rebel.
The rhythm, the
rebel. Oh, my God.
The enemy.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Nasu, the enemy. Play number. No, don't play number five. Don't play number five.
Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna bring it. I'm gonna bring it from the Public Enemies, and I'm gonna bring it when Biggie first came out. And when Biggie first came out, that was like a transition, leaving like old school hip hop. But you know, Big, of course, he was rhyming over instrumental beats on Fulton Street with old school beats. But you know, this song, when I first heard this song and played number nine, and that's when I saw Biggie. With song number nine.
Today's agenda, got the suitcase up in the central. Go to room 112, tell them Blanco sent you. Feel the strangers, if no money exchanges. I got these kids in ranges to leave them niggas brainless. All they told is stainless, you just remaining. Calm as possible, make the deal go through. If not, here's 12 shots, we know how you do. Please make your killings clean. Sluts up in between, their eyes like true lies, kill them and flee the scene. Just bring back the coke or the cream, or else your life is on the shelf. We mean this, Frank. The cats we fucking with put bombs in your mom's gas tank. Let's get this money, baby. They shady, we get shady. Dress up like ladies and burn them in dirty 380s, and they come to kill our babies. That's all out. I got gaps that blow the wall out. Clear them all out, fuck the fallout. Word to stretch, I bet they pussy. The seven digits push me, fucking real. Here's the deal, I got 100 bricks, 14.5 a piece. Enough to cop six, buy the house on the beach. Supply plot a piece with Jeeps. Brick a piece, capiche? Everybody getting cream, no one considered the leech. Think about it now, that's damn near 1.5. I kill them all, I'll be set for life. Frank, pay attention, these motherfuckers is henchmen. Renegades, if you die, they still get paid. Extra probably, fuck a robbery. I'm the boss, promise you won't rob them, I promise. But of course, you know I have my fingers crossed. Niggas bleed just like us.
And that's yeah. Like, when the storytelling, like he took, you know, Slick Rick, he took all of that and his album Ready to Die, and like, you know, songs like Give Me the Loop, Give Me the Loop, you know, you would literally close your eyes and visualize, you know, along with like the Eminem 8 Days, when they literally was able to close, have your eyes and visually look and feel the story. And it wasn't until like when he came out with his second album, he was telling more stories as a storyteller. And that changed mm-hmm. the game too, you know, with the storytelling. Because when Eminem came out, you know, with Hive, it was catchy, and he started creating the mm-hmm. catchy hooks. And then the story started coming out where he was able to tell those stories, not just being a battle MC, because the difference between being an MC and an entertainer, you know, in a rapper, he was able to show and break down the seven elements of hip-hop. And that's why, like, I love that transition of what Biggie was talking about, that story. You know, you close your eyes and you visually, you know, what you was there with Big. And I think there needs to be more mm-hmm. music like that. Well, we're falling short in the music industry right now.
But I would say that Slick was the more of a storyteller.
Oh, Lord.
paid in full.
Public Enemy. So now I got it. This song, and I think they performed it. They performed it somewhere on TV. I can't quite remember. But throw on that number four for me. Number four.
Number four.
Number four.
Number four.
Oh, man.
polka dot.
Yep.
Boy, the clock is on me. You make me feel the way that I do.
Yeah, that's shit. That's that shit.
Why owe you?
Yeah, we had so many genres back then with rap. You had the scrub blood, you had the play scene. And then, you know, my era came to Doug. Oh, my God. Like, we could be here for 2 days with that, you know. It just makes my body.
This is a little bit of intermission. Let me play one of my joints that just turned me out.
I can use the money.
Niggas was living off of that record. They was like, that was a way of life.
It was. It was. Since we on Little Kim, this is in play number 10 for me. When I heard this joint for the very first time and the collaboration with these two, but I think it was more of like the track, and I think her coming out as an MC, that really stood out. Like, I was really impressed. And I think it was off her second album. So you can play that.
Yeah, you've seen this before. Don't tell me what's gonna happen. Okay, just let me sit here and judge.
Please. I listen to everything single day. I'm telling you, on my way to the gym, like, I'm telling you.
Your chance of running is infinity. Slugs to leave a nigga drug like a chip slip to Mickey. I'm so on the low, it's taking Navy SEAL to get me when I surface. If not, chips to vengeance, the purpose. On your team, I pull the curtain, a beautiful hurting. Till my eyes see the blood, that mean the creeps start working. Niggas never learn and let their eyes keep lurking. Have your genitals pumping, your X5 murking. Skip mark the street, heart skip the beat. Bitch, nigga overcooked that meat. Get no sleep, only rest is in between the blink. My life story was written in blood, permanent ink. Killer instinct, R.I.P. Gotta think like that, cause forever I'll be needing them. Playing flawless, mistakes never beating them. Love me some hate me bitches in the head beating them. Niggas wanna ride by the crib all slow. Clap motherfucker want a real rap show. Watch when the-
I love that part where he said niggas wanna ride by the crib all slow.
Hold up, let me see something that. Let me tell you something about
that song. That was like back in 2001.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something about my Jersey niggas. Y'all know my Jersey niggas. We just riding over here. So I'm going to play one of my Jersey niggas right here. And this right here changed my life, too. This record right here, too, changed my life. You ready? Here we go.
Go ahead, Mike. It's split to any groove, you knock the tongue. Let my mic take a cruise around the planet. Pack a bit like Janet Jackson. She's acting up like a
senator.
I'm
Mike Jack.
I walk around and see
Jack.
I'm on the waistline. I never claimed to be the best.
I'm not the gold and after that the
platinum.
Nigga, let me tell you something. I don't know. I think I have my let me tell you something. I think I have my E class Lexus back. Listen. This nigga's crazy right here. Okay? Red Man was on some other
Yes he was.
The part of this record I love it, there we go. Bubba.
Right. I love it because that sample that they used, Blackstreet had used that.
Mm-hmm.
That tonight's the night. Tonight's the night.
Yep. I'm going to see Red Jack. Maybe you want to go. Red Man and I'm going to be at BB King's, I think. Oh my God. I'm going to just. They give a show. They give a show.
I'm ready.
Okay?
I'm ready. Let's get our tickets.
I got so many records there that I wanted to play. It's so much shit. I would just have to DJ through this shit with you because I could. We didn't need to get the beanie in them. Like, oh, yo.
Yeah,
like,
it's like.
Shit. Like,
yeah,
I could go from the top to the vibe. Okay? Because this shit right here, this from my. This is music that keeps on filling. You ready?
You know he had to do a remix, right?
Hey,
Yes.
All right. So
speaking of
bus rides to get roll to seats. Let me loose from the belt.
Susan, I played something for you, Sugar Folk. Hold on. You didn't even hear it, did you? Susan.
I didn't hear nothing. I'm here.
All right, this is for the Philly niggas. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're doing? Come on, track 41 to tango down.
That's when Just Blaze was in his time and his prime, and he took a Curtis Mayfield and he looped that shit and then made it even more significant.
When that shit came on the club, just give me 10 feet. It's going down. That shit was real.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Yeah. And then when Jay's verse came in.
Y'all hit him with something good, because we're going to wrap it up soon. We're going to talk about Somewhere again, and we're going to wrap it up.
I don't even know what to do. I got too much over here. I'm mad. I didn't get to play all my stuff. I'm going to just let you know. I'm going to still stay in Philly. I'm going to give Philly a shout-out, because they sleep on them. But everybody already know what it is with me.
Ah, mm-hmm. The truth.
True. That's it. I'm done. You don't need no words. Go Google it.
What you gonna close out with?
I speak the truth. No, because I feel like, as we kick the toy drive, all of the supporters have been giving me great support. And I feel like that's an award right there, and that's an accomplishment. So play me number 6. So I feel like we should have an award right now.
Oh, I'm gonna play that.
This was my shit, though.
Hey.
Sublime. It's enjoyable to know you in the concubine. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down. Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JV's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper, but now.
Let me take you to the queen side.
I'm going to send you the screen side of the shit I was ready for you. And this is just the old shit. All right, I'm gonna send you the screenshot because this my DJ equipment.
I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I know you got some heat over there.
Oh yeah, I got that heat over here. I'm gonna tell you. But this was good. We won't be on next week because it's Thanksgiving. I know. I won't. I'm gonna be at work.
No. Mm-mm.
Get that shorty.
I'm gonna be stuffing my face.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, Shaq, before we leave, tell us about the Amazon situation. What's going on with that?
Oh, man. So, actually, shout out to Jahira. She was the one who put me onto it. This had to have been, last year. And, she was like, hey, I think this would be good for some way. But I had moved from Miami back to New York. So they had my old Miami address. So I looked into it again, and then I just changed my address. And then so Amazon Smile is a foundation. So they have something called Pay It Forward. And what they'll do is you can, as long as it's a nonprofit, you put in your tax ID. So I registered the Someway Foundation. So each time a person would like to make a purchase with Amazon, you would have to go on to Amazon Smile, select your foundation. So, there's thousands of foundations. But as long as that foundation that you love is registered, you'll be able to click on that. And each time that you want to make a difference, you can still have your prompt, but as long as it just says you're supporting the Someway Foundation, every time you make a purchase, 5% of that purchase go towards the Someway Foundation. So you can make anything. That's why, I'm always telling people, you shop with Amazon. Did you go Amazon Smile? Did you hit the Someway Foundation? It doesn't necessarily have to be Someway all the time. So, say, for example, Shady, you order something through Amazon, and you go through Amazon Smile and you click some way, maybe you want to support somebody else. You can change it every time you make a purchase, you know, to support other foundations. And I think it's great. You get it at the end of the year. And it's just those little things. 5% really goes a long way. And that can just help out with so many things, especially dealing with the school. You know, those other little things, those coins that really mean a lot that can build up. And then now everybody is shopping with Amazon to the point now, like,
right.
You can order something before 10 o'clock, you get it the same day. Or if you don't feel like shopping, going to the store to buy things, and it doesn't necessarily have to be toys. It can be any purchase that you want, you know, that will support mm-hmm. some way. So shout out to Jahira for putting me on to that.
Is it any time of the year?
You know.
Oh, word.
Any time of the year. You know, they have this Amazon Smile is yearly all year round because the foundations that are listed, they're for different causes. So it's not necessary with toys. You know, they have,
right.
You know, independent foundations to major foundations. And as long as they're registered as a nonprofit, 501c3, you can register that. And
mm-hmm.
as long as you have a business bank account, and a valid address, you're good money. So, you know, that helps out a lot. Unfortunately, I won't know, you know, it doesn't give me a list of, like, who made purchases, or it won't give me, like,
right.
up-to-date money. I won't know that until, like, the end of the year or the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
depending on when you registered. And I think I like that. I like surprises. You know,
yeah.
I like to say, oh, man, whether it be a check for $20 or a check for, you know, $200, it still, you know, goes a long way to help, you know, with the mission that you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I think we need to focus on that, especially starting with the new year, because I didn't know it was year round.
Yeah. It's so dope. But as long as you know, every time, once you register, and usually when you log in, it'll keep you logged in, you know, in Amazon Smile. And as long as on the top left-hand corner, it'll tell you, it says you are supporting the Some Way Foundation. And every time you make a purchase,
word.
5% of that purchase go toward that foundation.
Well, Shady's Mr. Amazon. He need to be on there.
I'm about to, at the toy drive, I'm about to grab his phone, because he's always ordering, to grab his phone and register. So anytime you make a purchase on his phone, 5% go to Some Way.
Mm-hmm.
And on his laptop. And it's cool. I didn't know anything about it. And it's been going on for some time now. I didn't know anything about it.
Word. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's dope. Well, remind everyone when and where the toy drive is.
So, party big place today. The Some Way annual night. The Some Way ninth annual toy drive will be December 16th at Taj Lounge. That will be located, come on, at 48 West 25th Street. And you don't stop to the beach. DJ B and DJ Craig Nice on the ones and twos. We will have two-for-one drinks from 4 to 6. Try to get there before 8 o'clock. We got hookah. We got food. We got dancing for amazing calls. Just in, we gonna table at Toy Drive selling his merchandise of Take Me For Me, which is a dope marketing strategy, and these from his hats that he created, custom made hats for the Some Way Foundation, will go towards the Some Way Foundation to purchase new toys. Come on.
Y'all are crazy. This has been a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun. I was looking forward to it. Shout out to you, Shady. You know, Shady agreed to, he wanted to give back. You know, Shady's been supporting me since day one. And
yeah.
All right, pay it forward. You know, I told him, I was like, look, you know, because last year I had Some Way T-shirts selling the T-shirts and his hoodies. So I decided to let him utilize a table. And, you know, there's going to be like 250, 300 people in and out of there. And what way to better to get him to promote his brand, right?
Launch.
Let people know what he's doing. Get that rotation, get that movement on the website. And then he's doing it dope because he's creating these hats, you know, for HIV awareness with Some Way, you know, all of these great things that him and I talked about the other day. And he's giving proceeds to the Sumway Foundation. But at the same time, people will be able to know his brand and purchase things that's not affiliated with Sumway, you know, which I'm scoping out that Army Fatigue hat, Shady, FYI. And, you know, so people can start rocking his stuff. You know what I mean? Like, people that come to the Sumway Foundation Toy Drive, they'll support you. You know, you put a T-shirt out there, put some jewelry out there. You know, I had Ray Thornton, HIV/AIDS activist, at my 7th annual Toy Drive with Hydea Broadbent. These are two phenomenal ladies. And, you know, Ray was able to sell her books. And, you know, we was able to, you know, sell majority or buy majority of her books. So I just wanted to say thank you, and that's the least I can do, Shady. And if there's anything else that you need me to do to help, I got you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you so much.
Word.
Damn.
Word. And the website is up to take me for me.
.com before.
It's the number four.
I was about to put the hats up soon, but I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
Well, okay. Tonight we've been celebrating hip hop, and it's been heavy on the rap side, but don't forget that hip hop's got some nice music, some smooth, sexy shit going on. And here's one of the first ladies of hip hop as we go out. I won't say she's one of the first, but she's one of the first solid, bona fide singers. And this lady has been through a lot, and I love her. And she just is everything to me. So, good night, everyone, and we want to leave you with this Faith Evans. What'd you say, Shady?
Jersey girl, Jersey baby.
Jersey. Well, thank you all. Shady, you can say goodnight. Shady, you can say goodnight. I'm going to say it down low.
Good night. Happy holidays.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you the Thursday after
Thanksgiving.
And shout out to Jahira, who's doing a Transgender Day of Remembrance special tonight at her job. We love
you.
Oh, dope.
And it's 20th day to remember it.
Dope.
Yes. And we were going to do one, Shady, but JoJo's going in the hospital, so we won't be able to do one on the 20th. But we'll be there in spirit.
Yes.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Speak about